Several seniors and PF officials, including Central Committee members Sylvester Nguni, Christ Wemutema Chaka, and Batirai Musona of Mashonaland Central, have been expelled from the party for being supporters of expelled former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Others have also been targeted for siding with current Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, believed to be harboring presidential ambitions. Some party activists are demanding that the party should revert to a constitutional system in which one seat in the presidium, comprising the president, his two deputies and chairperson, was reserved for a woman. Indications are that First Lady Grace Mugabe is eyeing the presidential seat together with Mnangagwa, President Mugabe's long-standing blue-eyed boy. The ZANPF conference is not an elective event, but some party activists are suspected to be allegedly attempting to elevate Mrs. Mugabe to the presidium within the next 3 days. But Harare residents say all this will not bring food on the table for their families. Glenview resident Tigere Mayembe said Zimbabweans should not expect any surprises from the conference. He said resources being used at the conference could be put to better use than holding such a huge event.
I just believe these are the same conference that we have had before. Nothing can change. Just ministers who are pushing their agendas, personal interest. It's one of those conferences whereby it's either just celebrating something that is not there, just wasting people's money, wasting taxpayers' money. Instead of building roads, instead of improving clinics and everything, why are you holding such a lavish conference without pushing the agendas to rediscover our economy?
Several other residents expressed the same sentiments, saying ZANPF normally holds such conferences which never benefit local people. But Pasmo Taizwe said the people should not ignore the ZANPF conference. Taizwe told Studio 7 that whatever decisions are taken at the conference will affect the country's policies, as ZANPF is the ruling party. He equated the conference to a company's annual general meeting in which important and binding decisions are made.
It is important. It's there on the calendar that they've got to have an event at the end of every year. And it's happening, whether we like it or not. That has got to have an impact on our livelihoods, because most of the people that lead us, be it in cabinet or in everyday lives, are from the ruling party. So whatever is going to come out of that conference has got an impact, on the generality of the population of Zimbabwe to some extent, despite the fact that you belong to that party or you don't.
Memory Dlovu also said she hoped the conference would resolve factionalism currently gripping ZANPF, so that instead of fighting each other, the ruling party can concentrate on tackling the country's ailing economy.
So maybe after the conference, we expect the president to talk to his guys, to the ministers and all the politicians, to try and normalize things, because we are tired of politics without any economic benefits.
Political analyst Ernest Mudzengi said the ZANPF annual conference has just become a ritual that does not address the socio-economic problems bedeviling Zimbabwe.
Yeah, ZANPF being the ruling party, obviously, one would expect that its conference would affect the way things happen in the country. But to be precise, this is a mere talk show. They are simply going to deliberate and deliberate. That's not exactly where decisions are made. They will come with certain resolutions, maybe recycle resolutions that have been there. So really, I don't think it's just a ritual by ZANPF. It's about power flexing. I don't think it will immediately have an impact on the economy. The issue that is troubling Zimbabwe right now are pressing hardships economically, and people want an immediate remedy, and I don't expect that to come from ZANPF.
The ZANPF conference started sometime this week with a Politburo meeting in Harare and is expected to end on Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.